you really need to look at some of those characteristics and make sure you're in this together and you're teaming together and that you're fully bought in.
Welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. In this podcast, Vince Menzione, a proven industry sales and partner executive, brings together technology leaders in this forum to discuss transformational trends and to deconstruct successful strategies to thrive and survive in the rapid age of cloud transformation. And now your host, Vince Menzione.
Welcome to the 24th episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering and a special first podcast recorded on-site at an event. My guest for this interview is Eric Martorano, a former colleague and the Chief Revenue Officer of Intermedia, a Microsoft partner, and a one-stop provider of cloud business applications. In this interview, Eric takes our partner listeners through Intermedia's value proposition for customers and partners. And if you're a partner still trying to determine how to best monetize cloud offerings in this age of rapid digital transformation, you may find Intermedia's partner-centric model very compelling. For me, the best part of this interview episode is when Eric peels back on his personal story of transformation. It's a story of grit and determination to overcome failure and to transform oneself that led to a successful career in technology. And as with each of my episodes, I appreciate your feedback. You can reach me at vincem@cloudwavepartners.net. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate and review this podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode. Eric, welcome to the podcast. You and I have had the opportunity to work closely together for many years at Microsoft, and I'm really excited to have you here today to share with our listeners your company's unique value proposition, how you go to market, what you look for in successful partnerships, and your career journey and personal story.
Thank you very much, Vince. Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to join you here today and being part of the Ultimate Guide to Partnering.
Now, I'm so excited to have you and to tell your story. So let's just dive in now. So can you tell our listeners about your company, Intermedia, what the company's value proposition is, the mission, and how it's evolved over the years?
Sure. Well, Intermedia is a client-oriented one-stop shop for cloud business applications. For customers, we deliver security, scalability, and someone to manage the intricacies of the cloud forum. For partners, we offer these things along with value adds that help them run a profitable cloud business. Hundreds of competitors offer disparate point solutions, just voice, backup, security, or email. This can likely threaten the workplace efficiency as businesses deal with multiple unintegrated vendors, support organizations, and user interface and bills. But Intermedia takes a different and better approach by delivering a robust suite of integrated cloud solutions from a single provider.
You know, I got to see you present here at the Exchange 2017 event, and I really get it because you're taking a lot of the complexity out of the equation. How did the company end up getting focused on these solution sets?
Well, while business needs continually evolve, change, the demand for productivity remains constant. We continually build on top of a core technology platform that really addresses the partner and customer needs. We help customers focus on what matters and enables partners to differentiate and run a profitable business. As customers, partner, and market needs really change, we have the flexibility to pivot right alongside them. As a result, Intermedia serves now over 110,000 businesses, and I'm proud to say we have 6,600 solution providers in our channel community, of which they're generating right now about 80% of our revenue.
That's a tremendous scale. Can you tell us how that's different than, let's say, Microsoft's value proposition?
Well, support is a component of business that is often overlooked. For us, it's not just about delivering a one-stop shop of everything you need to do business in the cloud. We also believe strongly in being there for our customers and partners 24/7. This includes delivering enterprise-grade security, a 5-9 uptime service level agreement, and then JD Power certified support experts to provide everything from free migration and onboarding assistance to quick and easy technical issues and resolutions. For our channel partners, what this means is helping them maximize profitability with robust support throughout the entire customer lifecycle. This includes marketing support to generate leads. It includes sales support and training to help close the deal, onboarding support for a seamless transition, and technical support whenever necessary. We also let partners sell under their own brand or intermediaries on a customer-by-customer basis. You know, partners are always looking for opportunities to drive increased profitability, and Intermedia delivers a solution that allows them to do that.
And you talked about over 100,000 customers. Can you talk to our listeners about some of your key customers, who they are in the market, and why they selected you?
Sure. So, I mean, yeah, more than 110,000 businesses trust Intermedia to deliver and manage some of their most critical communication services. Our customers come in all sizes, right? All industries, well, whether it's TrueCar, NFP, and Johnny Rockets, to name a few. However, they all want security, reliability, someone to manage their IT for them. When a public big data company like Splunk trusts you to keep their information secure, it's validation that you're doing the right thing. So Intermedia itself, you know, we do have enterprise customers, but we focus a lot farther down into the SMB space, providing enterprise level service to SMBs.
So what do you believe are the greatest opportunities for continued growth? And how do you see your business evolving during this rapid age of digital transformation and cloud computing?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Intermedia's revenue now comes from a full suite of integrated cloud applications, including unified communications, email, backup and file sharing, productivity, security, and archiving. Our voice services business continues to grow faster than the market. We're also seeing rapid growth in areas such as security and compliance with our encryption, email continuity, and archiving solution. An evolving threat landscape is also driving steady growth for our backup and file sharing application for collaboration and quick recovery for unexpected data loss, where it will be accidental or from a cyber event like ransomware. So while business email continues to serve as an important role, I think that add-on enhancements that deliver incremental value on top will drive the next chapter of our business transformation.
So you've been on board almost a year now. And the business has evolved quickly, I believe, even since you joined the company. What would you say is different today from a customer perspective than it was, let's say, 3 years ago?
Great question, Vince. In this world, I'd say, of digital transformation, we're seeing customers adopting a greater openness for the cloud. They're moving into the cloud, or those that have already had a toe in the water are demonstrating a willingness to fully migrate all their critical services to the cloud to take advantage of security and scalability that it offers. So we're also seeing customers embracing more professional services such as cybersecurity training. In our recent survey of office workers, we saw that 70% said that their organizations regularly communicate with employees about cyber threats as a means of prevention. This growing threat landscape and interest from businesses in educating their employee base about these risks presents significant opportunities for the channel. MSPs can provide these comprehensive security training programs to SMBs that likely don't have the internal resources to do themselves. So this is a way that they can deliver additional value in a much needed area.
Eric, assuming you and I are on an elevator ride, okay, and I ask you why I should go with Intermedia or partner with your organization, what would you say to me?
Well, partners are looking for opportunities to drive profitability. They're looking for increased ways to make money, differentiate, and truly add value to their customers. Intermedia is investing multiple millions of dollars into sales, marketing, support, and headcount this year so that we can better co-sell and co-market with our partner base. These efforts are predominantly in the area of sales enablement, building out our new field sales group, and decreasing our rep to partner ratio. Partners We want to build you up, engage with you, and help you guide your success. We feel this is so mission critical to maximizing your profitability and growth in the cloud that we support you across the entire customer lifecycle.
So, Eric, where do you want to be in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, Intermedia is a partner-first organization. We believe that the best way to serve the customer is through the channel partner. We build up the trusted advisor that knows each customer's business intimately. This is how we'll continue to deliver the hands-on level of service and support as we scale the business. Over time, we expect to see some of our customers organically switch over to working with our partners. We are currently doing over 80% of our business in the channel and expect to see this number slide further upward over the next 3 to 5 years.
What is the ultimate outcome for you and the company?
Intermedia was acquired by current private equity sponsor Madison Dearborn Partners in February 2017. This partnership really provides the resources to further accelerate our growth. MDP supports our broader, long-held vision of powering the business cloud with consolidated IT services and applications. We remain focused on growing the company and continuing to improve our offering for both partners and customers. There's so many options on the table for exactly what the future will look like, but it's a bright one ripe with opportunity.
So I want to shift focus here a little bit. You and I have both spent quite a bit of time in the channel. You came from the channel and have quite a bit of experience building channels and teams. What do you believe makes or what are the best characteristics of a great partner?
Well, the needs for a great partnership is similar to those with a colleague. A successful partner relationship is one where they are engaged and bought into the opportunity that running a cloud-based business can provide. An open door of communication about both professional and personal motivators and concerns is also important. Every partner is unique, and so is every partner relationship. Both sides of the relationship need to trust and be committed to what you're building together. And, you know, today, as I was listening to Don Yeager speak on teamwork, you know, that is another critical aspect of what I think partnering should be about. You know, his 16 characteristics of teamwork, when you're talking about a partnership, you really need to look at some of those characteristics and make sure you're in this together and you're teaming together and that you're fully bought in.
Yeah, so much of what Don has to say about great teams really applies to great partnerships as well, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. I agree, 100%.
I agree, there's so much there, the shared vision, the adaptability, the common purpose.
Yep.
There's just so many great nuggets from Don that apply to this partnership world. Mm. So have you seen situations, I mean, you've built partner ecosystems at Intermedia. What do you look for and what challenges do you believe partners face today?
Well, there's a belief that if a partner gets into selling cloud applications, that they will automatically have a successful business. This is common with partners selling Office 365, for example. They enter the cloud but aren't profitable. And it's because they are just typically reselling Office 365. They've just applied their business model that they've always ran on top of a cloud service. They are a reseller before and now, and they are a reseller of a cloud solution. Partners really need to find ways of integrating value adds for the customer. That's where Intermedia jumps in with our robust suite of cloud applications, and particularly our private label model that enables solution providers to strengthen and differentiate their offering. It goes beyond just the resale model, but it becomes, you know, truly value add. And, you know, as you know, our friend Chris Pyle at Champion spoke yesterday as well. You know, it's time for the solution provider to be the tip of that spear. You know, they have to go out and own the customer. And Intermedia and the business model that we have set up with our partners allows them to do that.
I agree. And I believe it's a great model for partners, right? That you get to own, have the skin in the game and own the relationship with the customer and not just be a pass-through for a technology giant.
Absolutely.
Again, going back to being in the channel for so long, you've seen situations where partners just didn't get it right, right? Working with your organization, whether it be here at Intermedia, even in your days at Microsoft, what is something you wished you had said to them then to get them on the right path to success? Was it an attitude, a business principle, or a focus? What would you tell them now if you could?
Another great question, Vince. These partners are usually those that let themselves become paralyzed by fear, resistant due to uncertainty. So they get hung up on thinking that digital transformation is going to cost them a significant amount of money. It's really about education. I'd tell these partners and prospects to be an active participant and a proactive listener to learn about the opportunity that's in front of them. Vendors need to be working with partners to really help them make this transition as well, right? Having a growth mindset and being willing to trust a little bit is critical to everyone's success.
You know, I see that so often, this whole idea of making the transformation, and the commitment is just so hard for some of these organizations, right? There's the financial aspects. They have to change their monetization models. They have to change their compensation models many times. And that resistance, that being stuck in the mud and not moving forward, I get it. So let's talk about the common myths that partners might have about working with Intermedia.
Okay.
What do you see out there?
Yeah, that's something that Mark Schur, our Vice President of Cloud Solutions, spoke a little about in our keynote today. Myth number one, I think, you know, channel partners new to working with us can find the prospect of where to start to be a little bit overwhelming. While we'd love for partners to jump right in and start selling all 30 of our cloud solutions, we understand that it can be more comfortable for partners to start having conversations with us in the areas of their business where they're already positioned. So partners will often look at Intermedia as a data company or a voice company, one or the other, and they'll feel like it's hard to break into the other bucket. It's our opportunity and challenge to dispel this myth and communicate to them about everything that we do. In either scenario, Intermedia is super flexible in the ways that we can get a partner started selling with us. So every partner situation is unique. It's our job, Intermedia's job, to support our partners through their digital transformation so that they can expand the ways they work with us as they feel more comfortable. And then I'd say myth number two, another more general myth, is that partners can't make money selling things like Office 365. Office 365 is a commodity product. I don't think anybody will argue that. It's an overwhelming majority of the channel partners are selling it, and 70% of those partners express feeling margin pressure doing so. And that was, you know, a study done by MSP Mentor 501 in 2016. It's not surprising, given that they simply cannot be successful purely reselling Office 365. Whether partners sell Office 365 through Intermedia or source it elsewhere, we help them add incremental profitability and value to that offering through an integrated suite of solutions such as backup, continuity, security, and cloud voice services that they can sell in their own name.
So one place to go, one throat to choke.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's one thing that isn't taught, but you believe is true to successfully partnering with Intermedia?
Partners, they must be able to really adapt to the changing needs of their customers and offer additional services that not only support their customers' growth, but their own growth as well. So digital transformation is an evolving need that will require flexibility.
Any other advice you have for partners wishing to work with you or your organization?
Yeah, I'd say give us some time to show you how we can help you build a profitable, successful cloud business. I want to go deeper with our partners. These deeper relationships can't be built with just one call every month. We want partners to be more invested in building a business with us. We're attending about 40 events this year in total, like Exchange, where we're at today, because getting in or on the front lines, I'd say, is one of the many ways that we'll achieve this FaceTime and an opportunity for us to continue to prove to our partners we are fully committed to being successful with the channel community.
Sounds like it, and sounds like a great opportunity for partners. As you might know from listening to other episodes, I'm fascinated by how people got to this particular spot in life and want to focus on the personal professional journey. You have a really interesting story. Could you take our listeners through it?
Sure. Interesting indeed. I think we all have our own interesting stories.
I've got to know you for many years, so I've got to hear some of these stories.
Yeah. So I've been in technology now for, 24 years. Prior to that, so a little bit about me. And when I was 18 and I started, I was starting college, I actually started my own company. And I started a small business, had these luxury buses that took senior citizens from Los Angeles to Vegas. And it was a blast. I mean, I had so much fun. I mean, started this thing, bootstrapped it, and got it up to, you know, north of $7 million in revenue over a couple years, 50 employees.
Wow.
The best part of it, though, I got to tell you, was driving up on the weekends and calling bingo on the buses and serving donuts and coffee to the senior citizens. But anyways, back when I was, you know, 2.5 years into the company, almost 3 years, I don't know if you recall, the Northridge earthquake hit, unfortunately, it crippled my business. And, you know, it was an awakening for me. I was a young kid trying to break into this entrepreneurial world. And there was a lot that I learned about how to manage a business. I learned a lot about cash flow.
Cash is king.
Cash, yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, I would say, although it was one of the darkest times that I had, I had to actually declare bankruptcy and wow, shut down the company. It was also something that made me who I am today. And I remember as I closed everything down and I went from thinking I had it all to having nothing, I could have at that time just given up. But instead I fought through. I had $25 to my name. I remember right after everything was done. And I remember picking up a yellow page and started dialing for jobs. And I got to this company called AmberTech Systems International that was in Camarillo, California. And I pitched why they should hire me. It was a local VAR. Focused on Novell networking, but also focused on selling printers and focused on selling everything else. And I took a 100% commission job doing telesales. And I put myself through college, put myself through grad school. And that's how I started really my career after that. You know, I've been in technology ever since, and it's been 24 years now. Yeah, it's been
so. That's how you got into technology. That's an amazing story. Yeah. So basically, picked up the yellow pages, and you didn't get past the A's, right? Amber Technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. You know, it was interesting. I was going to school. I thought I was going to be a lawyer, and then when I was going through this, you know, my bachelor's degree and working in the technology, I just found a love for technology and a love for business, and I totally switched my degree and my focus.
So what's the most fun aspect of the job for you?
Gosh, I got to say, I think what I enjoy the most is the relationships. I like working with people, working with the channel. There's nothing more fun than being out there and co-selling with partners and building marketing plans and strategies just going at it with, you know, the community and it's a blast. I enjoy it so much.
That's great. Yeah. I would call you a classic connector because I'm a connector as well. Mm-hmm. And so I think we both love that aspect. So what was the best piece of advice that someone gave you when you took this role or when you just got started?
I would say, you know, as I think about it now, it's just be patient. You're there for a reason. They hired you for a reason. Be patient, but also be true to yourself, be true to Intermedia and their channel organization. Don't change who you are. They hired you for a reason for who you are and bring that. And, you know, you've been successful in your career and just continue to do what you do.
Yeah. I mean, your background screams channel, right? Mm-hmm. And it screams SMB channel in a big way too, because you came from that space. We didn't talk about all the companies, but I happen to know that you spent a lot of time in that distie world, both at the disties, driving the distie business at Microsoft. So yeah, it screams that. So why do you think you're good at what you do?
Why do I think I'm good at what I do? Wow. I can always be better. I'll tell you that. I look at the legacy you leave behind. And it's not, you know, you can always point to hitting your revenue numbers, achieving everything, you know, all your goals that you have set out for the year and looking at your scorecard. And yeah, I've been very fortunate to be successful in those areas throughout my entire career. I mean, I don't think I've missed a number throughout my 24 years of being in this industry. But I think one of the key areas that I look at is the legacy you leave behind. And when you move on, does the business continue to succeed with the people that you've left it to? For example, take a look at, you know, when I left Microsoft and handed over, you know, a lot of my responsibilities to those that had worked in my organization, to see them continuously flourish and be successful is truly rewarding. And it's a, I think, a testament to saying what success is.
Yeah. It's the great hires that you make, the people that you bring along on the journey and you cultivate and you help build them up in their career as well. Mm. So what advice would you give to someone you were mentoring or someone who wished to work in your organization?
As my good friend Don Yeager says, know your why. It's what lights your fire or motivates you from within. You need to know what drives you personally on your own journey to greatness. So without the why, even the most driven people can truly get lost along the way.
So what pursuits or obsessions do you explore when you're not working?
Spending time with family is absolutely the most important thing to me. I'm unbelievably involved in the lives of my three boys, possibly to their chagrin. I love coaching sports with my two youngest. Sports allow me to teach a lot of life lessons and really spill over into all aspects of your personal and professional life. So not only do you get to do that with your own boys, but you get to do that with other youth as well.
So who was one of your role models, either directly or indirectly, and what advice or what attributes did you learn from them?
That is an easy one. I would absolutely say my dad instilled the importance of values in me at an early age, showing me how to apply that to every area of life. He was a strong leader. He taught me to raise my family with integrity, honesty, and to truly instill values and lessons that would benefit my kids later in life. So in business, he was a self-starter. He never gave up regardless of the obstacles. He really taught me to be thoughtful in every approach and to take calculated risk, understanding the potential outcomes. These are lessons that are easily transferred to business because at the heart and the core, we are truly one family.
So do you have a quote you live your life by or you think of often?
It's, my dad used to always say to me, there's no such thing as luck. Success is a result of when preparation meets opportunity.
Success is the result of when preparation meets opportunity. I like that. We're going to make sure we put that in our show notes. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to your 30-year-old self?
Mm. I'd say it's, remember that it's okay to fall. It's absolutely okay to fall. It's about how you get up that truly matters. So without falling, you never really learn from the mistakes so that we can truly grow into our full potential. The key, though, is to learn from it. So it's okay to fall as long as you learn from it and you grow from it. So fall forward.
I like that. It's okay to fall. If you had a personal billboard, and this is a metaphor, actually, but we, you know, okay, say if you had a personal billboard, yep, is it the 405 in Seattle? What's your road? What's your main road?
I travel down the 90 going.
The 90. Okay. So this personal billboard is on the 90. And what would it say on it?
Make a difference on your journey to greatness.
That reminds me of another quote by John Wooden, make each day your masterpiece. Yeah. But I like making a difference. I like that. That's awesome. And is there one book you've read or gifted often that you'd recommend to our listeners and why?
Yeah. So this is an easy one, and it's a book by somebody we've been talking about a lot today, and it's my dear friend Don Yeager. Great teams. For years, I've been truly fascinated by the habits of sustainably successful teams. Don Yeager's insight truly in studying those teams provides us all with a strong foundation for our own team success. So as leaders, we have an opportunity to learn from the best and take lessons from great teams to heart, because that's what others who win are doing.
It's great advice. And that's a great book. And, you know, Don has distilled this wisdom, right, from personal greatness to team greatness, and what makes a great teammate, even now with his latest book, Teammate.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Some great nuggets of advice. Eric, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. So great to spend some time with you here at the event and to have you on the podcast, and for our listeners to hear your story, both your business story at Intermedia, the great work you do with building a partner ecosystem, and your personal and professional journey. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you so much for all you do for the channel community, for our vendors. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you stepping out on this journey to greatness yourself.
I'm very excited by it. And as you know, my biggest passions are disruptive technology and partnerships, right? Mm-hmm. So this is so great to be here with a kindred soul in the same venue. So thank you so much, Eric.
Appreciate it.
The Ultimate Guide to Partnering with your host, Vince Menzione, will be right back.
Hello there, loyal listeners. Would you enjoy receiving a newsletter from me, where I'll provide highlights from our show episodes, useful bits of information around partnering and technology, and thoughts to boost your Thursdays? You can do so by going to my website, cloudwavepartners.net, and signing up for my newsletter. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering with your host, Vince Menzione, online at ultimateguidetopartnering.com and facebook.com/ultimateguidetopartnering. We'll catch you next time on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.